brother. What are you up to? Playing a game on your phone? Oh, cool. What is it about? Hey, don't tell me to go away. I'm just as bored as you, you know. Being stuck here for the next month? Can't you believe it's only been a week? We've not been able to leave the home. I've been so bored up in my room. I don't know how long it's going to be until I'm going to go crazy. What I'm trying to say is, at least we have each other. As cringe as it sounds, because of that, we can, I don't know, do something together, like play a game or something. What do you think? Yeah, we can play a game or even watch a film. Our parents are upstairs in their room watching something, so the TV here is all ours. So, what would you rather do? Watch a film or play a game? I'm leaning towards watching a film because it's getting pretty late and I don't think I have the concentration to sweat it out on a game right now. Wow, I'm glad we can finally agree on something. Let's get that Netflix on, shall we? Yeah, we do have Netflix. Did you not know? It's my ex-boyfriend's account I use, so... So what category do you want to watch? I mean, it's like I'm giving you a choice, but... In reality, in the end, we'll be watching what I want. So. No, we're not watching a scary movie. You know that's a bad idea. You know what I get like when I watch something scary. Remember last time? We watched some ghost girl movie and I had to bunk at the other side of your bed for weeks. Yeah, I don't think you will want that either. Now, you don't want to watch a movie or anything? Come on, don't be like this. I'm really doing this. Fine, we will have it your way. Imagine blackmailing your little sister like this, saying that it has to be a horror movie or else you will not spend some time with me. Cruel you are, cruel. But if I'm terrified and have to be in your bedroom, that's on you, and you have no right to try and kick me out of your room this time. So, this is the one you want to watch? What even is it about? Let me read this. Let me see. A cult on a Welsh island. Interesting. Michael Sheen is in it. He was great in Twilight. Hey, can we not watch that instead? It's kind of scary, right? There's blood and vampires. Oh, fine, just press play already and get these over with. Hey, give me that pillow. I need it more than you. Oh, thanks. Okay, so they're vibing on a bus right now. Interesting.
Really interesting.
There is a group. Sorry, I can promise that I won't be narrating throughout the whole movie. I can't help it. I'm just a little nervous having to watch this movie and not knowing what to expect, apart from knowing that it's a horror movie. Oh my god. They seriously just throw that little lamb into the sea? I'll throw that guy into the fucking sea if I was on there. Sorry again. I'll try to keep my mouth shut. I'm just angry about that. Understandably. Are you also like this too? You get more sad when an animal gets killed than actually a person in the movie. Fine, fine. Shh.
nice and warm and... What is all this stabbing and giving this weird witch feeding her blood? What the fuck is this? Right. Can we get off this now? Please? Please? I get really, really, like... I can't look at blood. I'm really weird with blood. It makes me feel all faint and dizzy. Can we just get this off? I don't mind the Demon Girl movie now or something, please. Just get this off before I faint or something, please. Please. Oh, I wish we could have watched To All the Boys I Loved Before or some shit. I feel sick after that, brother. I feel sick. I just hate blood so much, even when I was on my period, I wanted to faint. Sorry that too much information, especially for my brother, but I've not been able to hang out with my girlfriend, so whatever. Deal with it, I guess. Deal with it.
Thank you for getting it off. Thank you.
Now, say to put something else on, but now I am actually terrified. I can't even get the image of the blood out from my head. And I knew this was going to happen, to be fair, so I'll just blame myself. Thanks for the hug, bro. That made me feel a bit better, actually. You don't do that often, Well, because of this, it seems to me that you won't mind me bunking with you for the next however long it takes to get that shit show out from my head. The blood and guts and all, and ew. Come on, bro, please. Sister is scared. You were already warned about this. We're going to be stuck together for another month. Or even 3 months, so what difference does it make having me bunk with you? You're lying on the couch tonight? Why? Okay then, looks like I'm joining on the couch then. Come on, pull out the bed then. You're so much stronger. Thank you, bro. See? There is enough room for the both of us. Oh yeah, I'm nice and comfy, but we're gonna have to share the blanket though. I'm too lazy to go up and get it. Unless... you can be bothered also? Well, we just got to get a little closer then. It gets cold in here in the morning, and if we get sick, our parents will automatically think it's that the virus. And she will be panicking for the next few weeks, so... let's cuddle in, brother. Let's cuddle in. Better be quiet now. Just got to switch the TV off now. There we go. Pretty dark in here, huh? Just been a while since I went to sleep in the living room, so... feeling through this shit.
this day. I can't have anyone contact with on the outside yet, so I can only dream of being able to do this. Bro, what are you doing? Helping me what?
To confess that.